Warning, the views and opinions expressed on the show are those and solely those of the hosts and in no way represent the station from which they broadcast from, nor the DJs with whom they work with.
Alrighty then.
But by listening, you will be enlightened by a different brand of useless information.
Bazinga.
And very modest hilarity.
And that's the bottom line.
It's time to hear from the other guys.
I am a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. I'm Baby Hughes, sitting right next to me, the wonderful Chasta.
Hey.
And Chasta, look at this, sitting next to you.
We have such a special guest in the studio.
Oh my God, we have the star of the brand new movie, Big Jimbo and Little China.
Yeah.
James Kincaid.
Let's get it going.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're like the new president of China.
Ni hao.
What's up, dude?
Hey, welcome back.
No jet lag.
Why can we not hear him? That's so weird. I have my headphones on and I cannot hear him. Make sure he's recording.
Am I recording, Huey?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
That's weird. You're not coming in on my headphones. I'm going to take my headphones off. Why am I the only one wearing headphones anyway?
It's more of a style
thing. I know, right? Yeah. Well, also, I'm going to take those off.
Horse on Jimbo. Jimbo, you didn't get the message that we're all wearing Metallica shirts today?
I didn't even notice we were both wearing Metallica shirts.
I'm repping the Warriors. It's almost Warriors season. Our last preseason game on Friday. We open up the regular season on Tuesday against the Rockets. Get your tickets now.
Wait, why so early? I thought it was more around Halloween.
Because they wanted to, because with all the back-to-backs and the four games and five nights, they're trying to make the schedule better than
the whole league starts next week.
Exactly. So it's shortened preseason and it's earlier start to the regular season.
Oh, cool.
So,
I'm all for that.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, get the meaningful games out there already.
Absolutely.
So back to China.
I know.
Yeah, so back to China. Back.
Well, first off, our last episode a couple weeks ago, Jimbo, remember at the end of the episode, was like, hey.
I did the super tease.
Yeah, you got this left this on his cliffhanger because, like, Jimbo, you have anything else you want to plug, promote? And you're like, yeah. Or, well, okay, no, I'll wait for next week. And I was like, you sure? You should do it right now. He's like, no, I'll do it next week. The next week, we didn't actually.
What really happened was my contract ran out with the other guy's podcast, and I was in intense negotiations. So
very tense.
Yeah.
Well, and then you left us on the cliffhanger, and you never actually got to talk about what that was. Come to find out, you had a trip to China.
Yeah, I was so busy getting ready for the trip, I didn't have time to do the episode last week.
You didn't have time for us.
It was. I still have my.
Your Chinese money?
My Chinese money, my RMB, my yuan here,
Yeah.
It's like 5 American cents.
Great music much. Format.
What is that?
R&B.
R&B?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's R&B.
Music format. Yes. Thank you.
I'm here all week, everybody.
Boom.
China was great, though.
Yeah, I know.
So what happened?
Awesome.
Tell
us all about it.
Because this is through your other job with the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
So what was your responsibility this whole time there?
Drinking, eating, and sleeping, and enjoying China.
And hanging out with Steph Curry.
Yes. So, dude, this chartered 747, nicer than any apartment I've ever lived in. Like, they got the cocoon chair going on. It was, like, we get to our seats, and it's this little, welcome, James. Like, seat, and, like,
with
the
voice?
It was like this little card.
Oh.
But it was like this fancy pants card. Yeah, no, they had robots. It's like Westworld.
I was going to say, like, welcome, James. I'm like, oh, my God, it's amazing.
But it was like this fancy little card on my pillow with a menu and everything like that. And I'm just like, yes. Life is meant to be lived.
That is not how I went to China, okay? I was back with the crowd and, like, this much room for my knees. So you're a brat.
Oh, it was crazy. So the flight was great. Like, when we were landing, I told the flight attendants, like, we don't have to stop now. Take another lap. Find a good parking spot. Because I was eating all the, the food was so amazing. It's like, and afterwards, so they serve you, like, lunch with cheesecake as dessert. And then right after, like, would you like, some chocolate chip cookies and milk? And I was just like, of course. Why not? I was like, but I'll stick with the red wine. Just keep that coming.
Oh, my God.
Instead, it was a phenomenal flight over, like, Mike Holler, who works for 49ers, was here at the station, was telling me, he's like, yeah, it's a long flight, man. You're going to be feeling it. I didn't feel it at
all. Because you were sleeping in a cocoon with chocolate chip cookies. Like,
it was amazing. It was the best. I didn't feel the length of that flight at all.
Oh.
And then the trip itself was just amazing. We took a day trip to Hong Kong. which was great. We went to the tallest bar in the world, which is in the Ritz at Hong Kong. It's like 130 floors up or something like that. And the views, you should see the views from the men's room pisser, ladies and gentlemen. It was incredible.
Well, I was just going to say, following you on Instagram was very fun because we were living vicariously through you.
Totally.
But just the video of you like,
oh yeah, when we got to the Ritz in Shanghai.
Yeah.
50 floors up, the view. My God, never have I wanted more female companionship in a room and to enjoy that view with me than there. Well,
you didn't use your R&B for some of that?
No, we had to pay for it.
But I'm just, but like, okay, so how long was the actual flight?
The flight going there was like, I think 13 or 14 hours
so
or something.
You flew into Hong Kong first?
No, we flew into Shenzhen, which is right by
Hong
Kong.
Okay, so it was at least probably 15 hours, right?
Yeah, it didn't feel like it.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't have a cocoon to sleep in. That's amazing.
And they're, 15 hours ahead on time?
Yes.
I remember when Jimbo first texted me, he was like, hey, good morning, buddy, or whatever.
Yeah, it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, but it was, I think the first one, I'm just trying to think, it was like 6 o'clock hour. But yeah, you said it was like 9 o'clock at night or something.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing.
Yeah.
So we land and, you know, I've been eating and drinking and being merry on the plane. It's late when we get into Shenzhen. But they still had a planned team dinner in the hotel, which was the Four Seasons in Shenzhen. And, of course, I still went down there. I got like a meager amount of food and just kept the wine going. It was great. I wasn't hungry. I was like, dude, I gorged myself on the plane. Like,
did you put food in your backpack?
No. But I was smuggling waters like nobody's business. I kept asking the flight, yeah, can I get another water bottle? Because I didn't know what the water situation was going to be like.
Mexico, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know,
in any foreign country, I'm always safe. Yeah, I don't drink the water.
You know, brush my teeth with the water bottle
deal, and stuff like that. That's a good idea.
But, yeah, man, that was the life. That was the lap of luxury. That was styling, profiling. And if you want to follow along on my Instagram, hashtag Big Jimbo and Little China, you'll get all the posts.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, you were like
Kurt Russell over here.
Only the best. Four Seasons. What were the other ones that you stayed in?
The Ritz in Shanghai.
The Ritz and how it. I told you, Shanghai is a trip, isn't it?
Shanghai is phenomenal.
It's crazy.
The skyline, the everything, like the history
like
that you
Futurama.
Can go experience. Yeah, it is. It's like this. It's like Tomorrowland from Disneyland in Las Vegas fused into one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Oh, at night, God. Like the whole river. Did you see like the dragon boats and stuff
along
the river? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Man. But okay, so just a little backstory. So Jimbo works for the Warriors. So you were doing like the full-blown radio producer for the radio broadcast for the Warrior games, these preseason games. But you were by yourself, right? Doing all this on your own.
Yeah, so I'm the producer in the broad department known as broadcasting. So digital radio, TV, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it was just me. So it was a pretty cool faith shown in me to take this trip and everything like that. That I was the sort of the big man on campus in terms of making sure that everything was going smoothly and all that. And you know, I didn't burn the place down or I didn't cause an international incident. So
God, you know, I wish you would have. It would have been so amazing.
It could have, you know.
So did you have to follow the team wherever they went? I'm sure they had like a bunch of itinerary items.
We had a very cool itinerary. And it's like, you know, so I did go to the practices and whatnot. And they came with us on some of the tours and everything. And it was cool. I mean, and like, you know, just eating breakfast every day with the team and the coaching staff and whatnot.
I'm just bringing up
really
your Instagram
rad.
Now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So you were posting like, okay, so like we have pictures here of like Steph Curry and you're just a few feet from him. So this is a dumb question. Maybe you know the answer to this. Are you like chatting it up with all of these guys?
Sometimes.
Like, and it's just like,
I try not, you know, bug them. Like I'm not going to, you know, but yeah, no, they know who
How
I am.
How many people were on this trip?
I would say probably 200.
200?
Oh,
okay.
Like that,
so
because there's like
big.
The ownership group. Maybe a little less. Maybe 150. I really know, coming from a small high school, I have no frame of reference. But it was like the ownership group. It was a lot of the Warriors staff. Obviously, all the Warriors team. The Warriors dance team was there.
Oh, nice.
And
should have brought one of those girls up to your Shanghai apartment.
Yeah, I bet they weren't on the 50th floor. Yeah.
Damn.
There's great bathtub in the Shanghai hotel room. So I let the bathroom door stay open. So I'm sure the Chinese CCTV has me in all of my majestic splendor. But I was going to enjoy
vision
that
of you like in your bathtub looking out at Shanghai with red wine and chocolate chip cookies. What's like a bubble bath?
What was that movie? Oh my God, is it Dudley Moore? No. Oh my God, the old actor from like the 70s. Like he was kind of poor, but they made him like a rich guy. Oh my God. Is it Dudley something?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel like I
need to Google. What Facebook Live could tell me right
Facebook
now.
Facebook Live, let us know. Dudley, Chris Owen, the Tane is on. Hi, Tane. Dudley.
Oh my God. Like, if you do a quick search, yeah, I don't have my phone on me to check. But so Jimbo, but I mean, so like breakfast, like are you sitting next to like Draymond Green or something like that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Right, that's we're kind of geeking out, but
yes, Arthur, the movie Arthur, yes,
like the cartoon.
No, but the scene where he's like in a bathtub with like all this rich
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Or maybe okay, how about
this? He was a drunk though. Yeah. Arthur was a drunk.
Or maybe okay,
that's what he's calling you. It's all that red wine talk.
Okay, Jimbo is Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman.
You are totally.
Oh, I'm not a whore.
Oh, sure you are. Sure you are. Everybody's got their number.
You're in the tub, in this bubbly
soap.
No,
no, no. Yeah.
Where's Richard Gere?
They're only bath salts, and I snorted those.
but when the Warriors weren't like doing practice, were you able to like just have downtime and go exploring on your own?
I mean, there was a pretty strict itinerary, which okay. I was happy about because it wasn't like it was a fun itinerary. Like they made sure, like in Shanghai, we went to the Jade Buddha Temple.
Oh,
and
I loved. Did you buy any tea there?
I wanted to, but we were kind of moving on. The main thing I wanted to buy there was in the streets walking over soup and crab dumplings.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was going to say, okay, yeah, food-wise, like, because I know, you're a big dumpling guy when we have Chinese food.
Yeah.
The real deal.
The only regret of the trip is that because we were doing all these, like, all the dinners and stuff are, like, team dinners and whatnot, so they're all planned. They take us to fancy restaurants. I did not get my dumpling really.
So you didn't really even do the street food at all?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate.
We'll have to go back.
I was very disappointed in that because, so we saw this one stand for crab and soup dumplings, which I'm a huge soup dumpling guy.
Yeah.
And a few of the people on trip were like, we're going back there because we thought we were going to loop back around.
Right.
And they just took us back to the bus.
Oh, like, bummer.
Sadness.
That's hard.
But one of the highlights of the trip was the shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that. And we did have some downtime. So we went one day. There was one day when it was planned where we did some shopping. It's where you got to barter and stuff like that. And I think it's called like the AP Plaza or something.
I was exactly in that spot. I know exactly.
It's a literal labyrinth of shops.
It is.
And like, it's like an episode of Black Mirror, Twilight Zone in there. Like, because there are people that are like, oh, yeah, I'll take you this way. And they zigzag you around. It's like, I didn't know where the hell I was. I was like, dude, there's no chance I could get out of here if I wasn't with a group of people.
Were you
like,
in the underground part?
Yes.
Yeah, totally know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and
it's
wild.
Yeah.
But you can get some great stuff there at a very great price. And
have you seen what Jimbo bought overseas?
I got some loot.
You did? Yeah. No. Okay, let's see.
Right, this is important.
Do I see a Tiffany box over there?
You see Tiffany blue, yes, but it's not Tiffany. So,
Okay.
It's Tiffany. The first thing we stopped by the Pearl Market.
Uh-huh.
And so I did get some pearls.
Oh my God.
So if you're watching on Facebook Live right now,
so
check it out.
Whatever,
I can't even see it.
Whatever lovely lady is going to be in your life, who are these for?
This is the canon who they are for. This is for the future ex Mrs. Kincaid.
You guys, that is so sweet. So
stockpiling.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
What do you think? They look nice?
Oh God, they're gorgeous.
So you can tell your woman, like, hey, baby, I got these for you in China.
Before I even knew.
You've been holding on to it for like 5 years.
I knew you were out there somewhere. Yeah. This is very romantical. I'm impressed.
You like these?
I'm very impressed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I picked those out.
I picked those out and then I went right next door. So that was my first.
I love this. I love this.
So I got,
it's like QVC with Jimmy.
I got a Tahitian pearl necklace too.
Oh my God. I don't have mine on, but mine looks almost identical, except mine doesn't have diamonds around it. That is gorgeous. Wow.
Did I do good?
You did very good. So is this
Vanna
also,
White, please show it off.
Is this also for, I'm like voguing it, is this also for Miss Kincaid one day?
Exactly.
Oh, I can't wait till you have her and you present all the, can I be there in the room when you show her all
your old Facebook
cuteness?
Live it. all right. And then, of course, you can't go to China.
Oh, right.
Woo!
You got the Rolex?
Without buying a Rolex watch. I mean, I'm a Ric Flair fan. I was living the Ric Flair life, so I couldn't leave China without getting a Rolex.
Oh, my God. It says Rolex with a C. No, I'm kidding.
Why is it not
gold? It's a Rolex. That's awesome.
I know, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Did you get a good price on these?
I did. So The funny thing about the pearls is that it was my first foray into the whole bartering thing.
Yeah, and I'm terrible at that, by the way.
And Tim Roy, who is the Warriors broadcaster, he had to help basically seal the deal with that.
Yeah.
So he bought one for himself. We're going to go two for this price.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, no. He's like, nope, that's it. He's like, turn your back on him.
He's like my mom. My mom is hardcore.
Good. Yeah, he was good.
She walks in stone cold face and she's like, this is what it is. We're out. And she'll leave and they will run down the street after my mother. I'm like, what do you want? Here you go. Like, I'm so terrible
at it. Who's gonna barter with this face?
Not many people.
Yeah. But I did get to see. The good thing is, so we met this flight attendant was there, and the thing about being a flight attendant is they know you come back so often that they give you the better price right off the bat. And so this flight attendant, she actually sort of dabbles in the pearl business now too. So we got to talking with her and everything.
She's
like
an
that.
International pearl person.
Yeah,
I love it.
So she introduced us to all these people, and like, yeah, they're going to give you the good price and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, these are my friends. You take care of them. And so my favorite purchase of the whole trip, in fact, was not the pearls, was not the Rolex, was not the Ray-Ban sunglasses I got, but rather prescription. Actual updated my prescription with the types of frames I wanted, the Malcolm X frames, which are like $200 in the United States, and an updated prescription, which I needed. I've been putting off because, I mean,
Malcolm Jimbo
Obamacare
right here
is not really doing that much for me in terms of my eye care. Yeah. So
you had to go to China for your new
glasses. Went to China to get new prescription. Out the door, like a little under $30 American.
What? Woo! That's amazing. Yeah. You just had your prescription for your eyeglasses on you? You haven't
memorized? They sit you in front of a machine and they check.
Whole eye exam?
It took like 2 minutes. They have this future machine there and they just like they check your eyes, like, all right, this is what you need. They give it to a guy who runs off into the labyrinth and 15 minutes later you got your glasses.
They scanned your soul.
It may be.
They have captured your soul.
I mean, now
in
a month when I'm looking both directions, you know, we'll
see. You look like Jim Harbaugh.
But yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted them. These are the Harbaugh frames.
They are, but they're very cool. They look good on you.
Thank you.
They frame your face quite well.
I wear them for the rest of the show.
Yeah. You look so intelligent.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad, Jimbo, you had fun. You totally deserve it. I know how much work you put in for all your jobs. So I'm glad you had fun on this trip. So,
thanks, buddy.
Well, hopefully.
To be back.
We did miss you. Like, this, honestly, Chas and I were keeping each other entertained, but outside of you not being here, it was kind of boring.
We're all besties here, and so we were like one of the, what are the guys?
Three Stooges?
Yes. Well, our Stooge was gone.
Yeah.
We're two
Stooges. Curly.
Yeah, you're Curly?
Yeah, he's my Stooge.
You're Mo.
I'm Mo?
No, I don't know. Who am I? Am I Mo?
That'd make you Shemp, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if I chose the right one there.
That'll be, I would maybe let the listeners decide on Facebook Live.
I think the Three Amigos are better.
No, you'd be Larry. You'd be Larry. Shemp sucks.
Yeah.
You're Shemp.
Damn you. I know we're kind of short on time, but like the big thing we want to discuss, because this definitely hits us all personally.
Yeah.
And this news came out, I want to say, what was it, this past weekend or end of last week? When it came out, we just finally have enough time to talk about it. But a piece of our childhood is leaving.
Dying.
It's going away.
It's terrible.
So after 20 years, AOL Instant Messenger is going away December.
I believe on my birthday.
I was going to say, is it December
15th? Really?
I think so, yeah.
So we get Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and no more AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Man.
That's
sad. Two tragedies on my birthday.
Oh, my God. We got to record a separate trailer.
Yeah, you guys need to geek out about that.
The news came out, and everyone I know in our age range was kind of sharing the story online. Everything was kind of blowing up, went very viral. But AOL Instant Messenger is closing shop, and I guess all the accounts, everything's going to be gone. I guess the AOL, the email addresses are still going to be active, but the actual service, the program is going away completely.
That is so, what an end of an era.
Absolutely. I guess the main reason is they just realized people contact each other through so many different platforms now.
We don't need it anymore.
I mean, like, okay, first things first, I mean, I guess it's safe to say we all have had AOL Instant Messenger screen name, right?
Oh, yeah. I had several.
Mine wasn't creative, though.
Okay.
Were you?
Do you remember what your screen name was?
Okie Babe 34.
It was, it was like Okie Babe 4. So I mean, it really was. It was like Okie something 4. I can't even remember.
Mine was, my first one was Lurch 5502.
Lurch?
Yeah, because that was my old nickname in high school.
Oh, really? Okay,
I got that freshman year in high school because I was the tallest white guy.
This is before your Baby Huey days.
Yeah, because I was the tallest white guy on Instanow. Basketball team in Alameda.
Here comes Jets. Talking.
Go Jets. Screw Alameda High. I see some people on Facebook Live saying Alameda representing.
Yeah.
So And then later on, when I got the number 44, I changed it to Lurch 4402. Because 02 is the year I graduated high school.
You're never like Danarchy 4402?
No, that was college. That was college.
That was college.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got that in college.
I still used AIM a little bit in college, though.
I was going to say, like, when do you remember? Okay, what were your screen names then? You said you had a few.
Well, because my nickname in high school was the Mecca of Manhood. So I had, I had PG Mecca. I had J Mecca 35 for Frank Thomas's number. I had a bunch. I had several, but my main claim to fame was that I was an away message artiste.
You're one of those guys.
So that, like, if I I wouldn't just put up like I'm away from my computer right now. I'd put up like one of my favorite movie quotes or something like that, or
yeah,
something creative. And like if it was one of those nights, especially well in college, like it was one of those nights where I was waxing poetic and feeling sorry for myself over a girl, would be like it'd be like certain Casablanca quotes on there and
oh
stuff.
My god.
And yeah, I you know, AOL Instant Messenger was where it was at.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I've seen some people online say it was like Tinder before Tinder.
I don't think it was.
I think what they mean more of like the AOL chat rooms. I don't know about you guys. So like in the 90s when we finally got the internet, which was pretty much installing AOL on your computer on the desktop. We had the floppy disk, which moved to CD-ROMs, put that in, and then we use our phone line to dial up. And to use AOL, we had to make screen names there, which then that's what transferred over to AIM. But for me, when I was using AOL, the cool thing was all the the chat rooms. Mm-hmm. So all the various chat rooms you can go in like based on music, people, all this fun stuff.
And I used to go into historical chat rooms.
Really?
Yeah, like once or twice. The chat rooms weren't really my bag.
They weren't mine either.
They were fun for me. I don't know about you guys. It was fun. Like you could make up like a fake profile and try to create your own identity and just like have.
You were catfishing before catfishing was a thing.
Absolutely.
So I filmed Snapchat videos and catfishes people in chat rooms.
He is a sneaky sucker online. You better watch it.
ASL, asex location.
Whoa.
Good lord.
That was the like.
To catch a predator.
Yes, sir, we caught him.
Well, no, start off.
Let's take a seat.
Hey, how are you? ASL or B, sometimes A/S/L?
Wow, you were really into it, way more than me.
Yeah, so that's and then like you have to send a picture to each other, confirm who you are. But yeah, who knows what that picture came from?
Yeah,
but no but it was just back then. It was a lot of fun contacting people in the chat rooms and starting conversations. And so back then, that was a way you can meet people online. That's, I think, how online dating kind of started, where you could potentially meet someone in a chat room if you guys click or in the same location, you can meet up. I met a couple girls back in the day off the because it was like late high school, early college years, so I was able to meet some people and stuff like that.
See, I didn't get my own first personal computer until I was like married to my first husband. So I didn't get to like do it for anything like that, like nothing fun.
Gotcha.
It was just with friends back home and stuff.
So I'll tell a quick story about something you used to be able to do on AOL. And this is not something that I did, but something one of my good friends from back home did.
Speaking for a friend.
He had a screen name. His name was Hello Man. And if you remember in Instant Messenger days, you could message anyone, and once they said hello back to you, there was this feature you could warn them. Like there was this warn button,
mm-hmm,
where that if they were like being inappropriate with you, you could warn them, and if they got enough warnings, they'd get kicked off of the internet for a period of time. And back in the day when it was new, getting kicked off, like it took forever to get your ass back online, especially if you had to wait a period of time. So he made this screen name named Hello Man, and he sort of clandestinely got like everybody else's school's screen name. So he would just say hello, and he didn't tell them that this was him.
Right.
And they'd say hello back, and then he would just spam warn them until they got kicked off of it.
Oh my god, what a dick!
He was trolling everyone.
Yeah, he was one of the world's first trolls.
I was going to say trolling before trolling was a thing, and catfishing before it was a thing.
And then I was just thinking, I think like for me, what started phasing out using AIM was, I think when Friendster and MySpace kind of really take off, like was that like 03, 04-ish maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, that's when I started like contacting people or staying in touch with people that way besides email.
Did you guys have Friendster accounts?
I did initially, but MySpace took
over so fast.
Right away.
Yeah.
I remember. And then there was like some other stuff. What was it, like? I didn't use it, but I think there was a thing called Tribe. There were some other various platforms that were just starting.
What was the high school one?
I can't remember.
Okay, so the first social media account I had was MySpace.
Is this my okay. It has lipstick on it.
Not my shade, Shasta.
I just asked if this coffee was his and it has my lipstick on it.
My first social media account was MySpace, but I know like right there was like Zanga, LiveJournal.
LiveJournal, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
LiveJournal seemed really lame.
Yeah, LiveJournal.
I didn't have one, but I do remember that.
But my friend Sean, he was really good at updating with some stuff.
Like, I was resistant to Facebook for a long time. I wanted MySpace to be king. Yeah,
I was like MySpace.
MySpace
queen.
Was where it was at.
I was really well. Facebook originally was for college students.
Yeah,
I remember when I got to Cal. That's when I noticed some of my classmates were using this. Like, hey, try out this new thing called Facebook. And you had to, at the time, log in with your school email to confirm that you were a college student to, again, have an account. I remember I created it, but I was like, oh, this looks boring. So I kept using MySpace.
So Huey was talking about how Instant Messenger was like Tinder. And I don't think it was like Tinder, but...
I meant more than AOL chat rooms.
But there was an aspect of being able to talk to a lady that you like or whatever and interact with them on AOL Instant Messenger, that you had the safety of being behind your computer and you could craft whatever. It's kind of like that Steve Martin movie Roxanne, where you could craft whatever you wanted to say, you know, like really plan it out. And so who hasn't had that love unrequited on the other side of an AOL Instant Message, board, as it were. And, you know, with it closing its doors, it makes me really sad. Actually, that I used to chat with the babes on, like, mistakenly on a friend's laptop. Like, they'd be playing video games, so I'd go on AOL and they would save all of my chat logs.
No.
And I didn't know this till years later. I was like, my God, why are you still friends with me? This is so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
But
we should read them.
I know.
No,
right?
they will never be read. I made sure that they were destroyed. But there is a game out there called Emily is Away. It simulates what it was like to be a high school / college student on AOL Instant Messenger to the ladies.
The ladies.
And
we're going to have to do this on another episode where we're going to have to sit the three of us down and actually play it.
Uh-huh.
It's called Emily's Way. Essentially, it simulates all too close, probably baby Huey and I's life.
Really?
It's dark. It's terrifying. It's great. Like, when I first started playing this game, I encourage you all out there in Bone Land to check it out. I covered up the camera on my laptop because I thought I was being recorded and being pranked.
Really?
Because it was like, dude, this is getting way too real right now. I was like, this is... And so I covered up the camera, cracked open a beer, and I was like, all right, let's do this.
Emily is Away.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You gotta watch the trailer later.
We're gonna have to do this. The sound effects,
I was like, oh my God, it just took me back to like 2000.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we're gonna have to do this on a totally separate podcast or Facebook Live or something.
Well, quick side note, I was just gonna say, like, I remember I stopped using AIM, and then one day, you know, when I first got like my iPhone, I downloaded the AIM app, and I tried logging on, and I was like, doesn't really seem as useful as it once was, and I stopped using it. I was just curious for you guys, what's the cutoff age? Like, you know, we're all around the same age in our 30s, but what's the cutoff age that people stop using? You think anyone, I'm guessing definitely anyone under the age of 25 right now has never used AIM before.
They probably don't even know what we're talking about.
Maybe 30?
I would say anyone under 30 would be questionable.
Because I know.
Really?
Because like I said, I mean, I barely used it and,
Well, I was just going to say down the hall in our promo department, that's my gauge of like what's cool.
Oh, they would not know.
The promo kids who are just out of college, they had no idea what AIM is or used it.
I think 25 because, like iChat. Mm-hmm. It was essentially AOL Instant Messenger,
and that was
pretty prevalent for people that were a little bit younger than myself, because I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd put 25 to 27 as sort of the last gasp of the instant message generation.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. So yeah, I think that's what's cool. Like, I think for our listeners, we're all in that wheelhouse of who've used AOL Instant Messenger. So this story, I think, really hits a lot of people.
Yeah,
so it's really interesting. So
it kind of feels like a part of our youth is dying.
Absolutely. So please let us know. Like,
I'll remember you, AIM.
What was your screen name? You have any funny stories? Please let us know, like, on the Facebook Live chat right now.
It's funny because Jen said the AOL chat room is how she learned how to type fast. She probably had a couple going at one time. Yeah.
No, it was just a lot of fun. It was definitely fun memories that definitely represent a portion of my youth, and I do hold it close to my heart. It was a good way of just contacting people and my friends who were online, and we all would have a group chat going on. It was just a good way to just stay in touch with anyone.
I was not much of a group chatter. I like the one-on-ones.
He likes the attention with the ladies.
I like the one-on-ones. I play a small room better.
That's awesome. So I know on time-wise we're running out, so let's go ahead and probably just wrap it up. But I think that, Jimbo, I like your idea. Maybe we should do another Facebook Live where we play Emily's Away.
It. Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm really fun.
I have
I'm
to curious. Check it out before.
There's a sequel I haven't even played called Emily is Away 2.
That's
like
the one
T-O-O.
I just brought up. Yeah. Yeah.
Man. So I'm going to have to do that.
Okay.
I'll play it alone first in private.
In your boxers.
No, fully clothed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jimbo, anything you want to plug, promote?
Just at James Kincaid on Twitter, bimbo.jimbo, I think it is, on Instagram.
Thank you.
Yes. Sweet. Yeah, give me a follow. It's all open, ladies. I got some pearls.
Yes,
nothing
he does.
Like a pearl necklace and some jewelry.
Hey,
oh, my God. Man.
He's on fire.
My man. So, Chasta, where can people find you online?
Instagram is Chasta Lynn, Twitter is Chasta, and Facebook is Chasta Radio.
Follow me on Facebook at Baby Huey Official, Twitter and Instagram at Baby Huey 83.
God bless all the first responders out there for North Bay fires
that.
And everything like that. Be safe,
seriously.
People.
Yeah, no.
It's tragic.
There's a lot of info up at 1077thebone.com. So
we did a podcast on that yesterday.
Yeah.
As well.
We also did a very fun episode of The Second Shift earlier today with Christopher Titus. His new movie,
Woo!
Special Unit, is out now on iTunes, or go to ChristopherTitus.com. Download it right now. It was a lot of fun chatting with him. And it was a lot of fun stories with him. And it's just, I love that dude.
Yeah.
So, for everything else, like I said, 1077thebone.com. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search for 1077 The Bone. Have an awesome rest of the day, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Other Guys Podcast. Be sure to follow The Other Guys on all their social media pages. Facebook.com/TheOtherGuysPodcast. Instagram at The Other Guys Podcast. And Twitter at TOG Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And of course, check back to 1077thebone.com for new and previous episodes of The Other Guys Podcast.
Party on, dude!